This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What could be the final round of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, could conclude today. This is the sweeping trade deal the Obama administration wants to finalize before the president leaves office. Negotiators and lobbyists from the U.S., Japan, Canada, and nine other countries in this deal have spent the last few days in Hawaii trying to play out some kind of end game. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is there following the negotiations in Maui. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, David.
So how does it look from your perspective? Are they really going to wrap this thing up by today as planned?
We know trade ministers worked late into the night Thursday, and they'll be back at it this morning trying to wrap up the remaining issues. But the nature of these deals is that it's always the toughest issues that remain at the end. And all it takes is for one of those sticky issues to get stuck, and that could stretch the negotiations out longer.
All right. So what might be sticking?
These deals are negotiated in private, with trade ministers locked away in air-conditioned conference rooms all day. So we don't know exactly where they are in the negotiations and how much they have left to go. But that said, dairy, sugar, and patents for certain kinds of drugs have seemed to be sticking points. Each country has different industries that it wants to protect, and for the U.S., one of those industries is sugar. For Canada, it's dairy. That's been a really big one. The drug issue has also been a sticking point. The U.S. started out pushing for 12 years of exclusivity for a drug class called biologics, arguing that you need these lockup periods to spur companies to create new drugs. Another issue may be how countries treat their state-owned enterprises. WikiLeaks released a document about that the other day that got people talking, even though the document was, you know, over a year old. So those are some of the issues, by no means all.
Now, if somehow they do reach an agreement today, it will conclude 5 years of negotiations. Critics who say this will hurt American jobs and represent a loss of authority of U.S. courts, for instance, will be incensed. But what is the mood there?
I have to say, it's pretty strange to think about the size of this deal, the stakes of this agreement from a Hawaiian resort. There's something very surreal about that. And I think at this point, everyone's just a bit tired, the negotiators, the advisors, the industry groups. But at the same time, there's also this sense that this thing is down to the wire, that these are the final days, the final hours to try and have a say, to try and change it. The other day, I saw a guy from a trade group approach one of the delegates in line at the Starbucks at the hotel. He was trying to chat him up, asking him how the negotiations were going. David, it was every bit as awkward as one of those bad pickup scenes in a bar. The delegate was carrying this binder. He looked so fried. He just kept shaking his head, no, no, no.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson from her hardship assignment on Maui. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, David.